current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, Made of Hate. Echoing sentiments of anti-Muslim hatred and discrimination in the West, the Lebanese city of Hadad instituted a rental law where Muslims are not allowed to rent or buy housing from Christians. In other parts of Lebanon, city officials changed the status of property from commercial to agricultural to prevent mass construction and the eventual migration of Muslims to their cities. Seeing a spike in Muslim population, some municipalities are trying to preserve their Christian heritage, even if the policies are racist and discriminatory. The country of 5 million has a delicate balance of 18 different religious sects, with one third being Christian and the rest a mixture of Sunni and Shia Muslims. But Lebanon has also served as a host to refugees from the Palestinian occupation and most recently the Syrian crisis. An estimated 300,000 Palestinian refugees and nearly 10,000 others who sought protection, mainly from Iraq, lived in Lebanon prior to the onset of the Syrian civil war in 2011. Since the Syrian war, 1 million refugees have poured into Lebanon. As if the ordeal of being uprooted from your home and forced to flee isn't bad enough, populist discourse holds the refugees responsible for the deterioration in the Lebanese economy, the labor market, and the deteriorating standard of living. Hizb ut-Tahrir's message to the people of Lebanon regarding the current crisis is clear. It's not the poor, displaced refugees that are the cause of the problems gripping Lebanon. It is the corrupt, incompetent politicians that blame their failures on the convenient scapegoat, refugees. But this is not new. It's due to the colonial roots of Lebanon, which is fertile soil for the sectarianism and secularism that is rampant today. Only the Khilafah will nurture brotherhood and do away with the sectarianism and hatred that has enveloped the Muslim world by eradicating the artificial borders that perpetuate divisions and false national identities. It will then work to unify the Islamic lands, extract the poison of sectarianism and nationalism that was injected in Lebanon and beyond. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.